Have any groups, musical groups in England or here, ever come to you for advice?
Well, not usually recording groups, but you get little groups, you know, amateur groups. When we appear in different places, you know, they come and say, what do you sort of strings do you use, and what, how do you do that, and what would you do if you wanted to do such and such, you know. But it's usually only the amateur groups, no other groups do, you know, because they're probably much better than us anyway, you know, musically.
Paul McCartney here. I'm going to try and explain how to play one of my new songs, which is called Ever Present Past. I'm going to try and take you through the stages and build up various instruments, show you how it's done. Just here on the third fret, first string. The chords in this song are D minor, 1, 2, 3. I've got too much on my plate. Having got that now, I think the thing to do is maybe stick a bit of drums on it. The drum part to this is very simple. On the bass drum, it's just... my old Hofner bass. Pretty straight root notes, which is basically the notes of the chords. So it's D minor, C. D minor. Don't have no time to be a decent lover. I'm running too late, searching for the time that I come so fast. Enjoy it. My ever-present past.
I think I'm gonna be sad. I think it's today. The girl that's driving me mad is going away. She's got a ticket to ride. She's got a ticket to ride. She's got a ticket to ride, and she don't care. She said that living with me was bringing her down, yeah. She would never be free when I was around. She's got a ticket to ride. She's got a ticket to ride. She's got a ticket to ride, but she don't care.
The 12-string part throughout the middle eight of this song is similar to the riff in You Can't Do That, except it's played at D7 and E7. Here's a look at that riff.
I don't know why she's riding so high. Sure to think twice, sure to do right by me. Before she gets to saying goodbye, sure to think twice, sure to do right by me. I think I'm gonna be sad. I think it's today, yeah. The girl that's driving me mad is going away, yeah. Ah, oh, she's got a ticket to ride. She's got a ticket to ride. She's got a ticket to ride, but she don't care. I don't know why she's riding so high. Sure to think twice, sure to do right by me. Before she gets to saying goodbye, sure to think twice, sure to do right by me. Said that living with me was bringing her down, yeah. She would never be free when I was around. Oh, she's got a ticket to ride. She's got a ticket to ride. She's got a ticket to ride, but she don't care. Baby don't care. My baby. don't care. My baby don't care. And E, and as she's getting ready to go, yeah, an A comes on the door. Bum, bum, chum, 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 but even on with the cymbal on that first, like a high note as well.
Did you ever have any kind of tuition at all, or was the whole thing?
I had about three lessons. I sort of, once I got interested and sort of said, every night I'll go and read music and learn how to play, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And only I went to this little man in, you know, it was just in a house sort of thing. And he played drums, and he sort of said, get a manuscript, and he wrote it all down. Mm. And I never went back, you know. After that, I couldn't be bothered, you know. It was too routine for, you know, all that paradiddles and that, and I couldn't stand it. I don't think I'd ever bother learning now, you know.
Okay, I used to get put down in the press a lot for my silly fills, as we like to call them. And that mainly came about because I'm a left-handed, right-handed drummer. That means I'm left-handed, but the kit's set up for a right-handed drummer. So if I come off the hi-hat and the snare, if I'm doing something like this, any ordinary drummer would come off with the right hand, so he'd go. You see, I can't do it to this day. So if I want to come off, I have to come off with the left hand, which means I have to miss a, you know, a minuscule of a beat somewhere, so I go. And then back into it. So that's how that came about, because I just can't play right-handed. Like, I can go around the kit from the floor tom to the top toms, which are on the bass drum, easy. But I can't go the other way, because the left hand has to keep coming in underneath the right one. So it would sound something like this. Which is very awkward for me, because it's like crushing your hands playing the piano or something, I don't know, but I have to fetch the left stick under the right stick to get to the right tom-tom, if you can figure this out, folks, before I then hit with the right hand. So then my style turned into the so-called funny fills, because it would be... Back into it. I hope that's a major demonstration of my drum work.
Basically what we did was, I was listening to Good Golly Miss Molly, which they've just re-released by Richard, playing it to Yoko, who didn't go through all that thing. And the piano was playing like this 8 in the bar. But in the early rock and roll records, they were still playing swing drumming, you see. But as we were immature musicians, us and the Stones, all the groups, not just the Beatles, we translated the heavy beat of the saxes. This is just a guess I came to over the years. The saxes always played 4 in the bar, like do 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 do, and the piano went do 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 do, like that. So when we translated that, the rhythm that got us was the saxes, the piano, and the offbeat. But we weren't too subtle enough to realise what the drummer was actually playing. We knew it was bap bap, but he was always going bap, like this. It was still swing. Bill Haley was still swing, and so was Richard's drummer. But what the English did was to play 4 in the bar on the drums too. So everybody was playing the sax and the piano part. We were all going do 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 do. And our drummer before, Ringo, could only play four in the bar on the bass. So our whole rhythm was four in the bar all the time. Boom, 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 boom. And Dave Clark resurrected that in the years later. Every record he made was all boom, 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 like that.
We don't, this doesn't arise in England at all. Over here it does, which we accept for the simple reason that the Beatles were first into this country, and if we were first, people would compare the Beatles with us and vice versa. But when people get a bit stupid about it, we get annoyed, because if you play any of our records and any of the Beatles records, they're completely different. All of our material is original, which we write ourselves. All of the Beatles is original, which they write themselves. We've got an organ and a sax, which makes an entirely different sound. But because we wear our hair long, but if you go to London, you'll find 75% of the teenagers have got their hair long. So, you know.
Don't you get tired of hearing this all the time, every place you go?
You get used to it. The only trouble is you find you keep on giving the same replies, and it gets a standing joke between us.
The first chord is just D, I suppose. Yeah. I don't know what that is.
Before the B minor.
Second and third on the fourth fret. Just the first, second and third. Then with those two. And open bottom E. Oh, this is called Let It Down.
Then I got me guitars, of which, you know, always have quite a selection. I mean, when you were a kid, you only ever had one. I've still got my first guitar. But over the years, obviously, you get others and you get ones given to you and stuff. But I picked up this Epiphone in the 60s, which is, it's really a little bit of a sort of cheap Gibson, actually. It had this Bigsby arm on it. And while it's a vibrator arm or whatever you call it, people call them different things. Wanga bar and all, they get all sorts of names. But this I love because Eddie Cochran used to have one of these. And I remember seeing him on a TV show doing Milk Cow Blues, you know, it's like, I woke up this morning, knock out the door. See that old milk cow by the way that she walked. You can do that little wanga thing with the thing. And Hendrix used to use this too. The trouble is he puts it amazingly out of tune. And the modern guitars have got, like, locking devices, but these old fellas haven't. But he's an old favourite of mine. I did a few Beatles tracks on him, and I've used him as the main solo guitar on the new album, on things like Beautiful Night. But this was... I did Paperback Writer on this in the Beatles. ¶¶
Okay, go. Here we go.
Here it goes, Paul. Fuck yes, Paul.
Okay, let's try it. Hey, right, Paul, it's on.
It's in the drive to have. Come on. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Picking up speed.
I just don't know if they could play like this, but if you work it up slowly and work your way into it, it's not all that hard to play, and it's kind of cool. So here we go. Yeah, yeah.